This is Wisconsin High School Football Weekly. Coach interviews, key matchups, and all of the storylines from the gridiron. With your hosts, Travis Wilson and Justin Hall.
And welcome to Level 3 of the WIAA Football Playoffs, High School Football Weekly, back at it, along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hall. And Travis, let's dive right into this, go back to last week. And, you know, one thing that stood out to me, I think I was expecting more close games, Travis. We had a few lopsided games. I know a couple of upsets mixed in, some big-time teams going down. But, you know, overall, some dominant performances, I think, from teams that we expect to be dominant.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing, though. You know, you look at an Arcadia and an Amherst and a Kimberly. Yeah, we're getting deep into the playoffs, but those teams are at a different level than a lot of the other programs around the state. And that's why you see some of those lopsided scores, even when you get into level 2, 3, 4, heck, even at the state finals, we see blowouts quite consistently. So it happens. I mean, that just shows how good some of those teams are, to be honest with you.
All right, Travis, let's dive into some of those bright spots from level 2. What were a couple of games, a couple of teams that caught your attention?
Well, one of the scores that really popped up and caught everybody's attention right away was Rice Lake and New Richmond. Back in week 2, I believe it was, New Richmond went on the road to Rice Lake and lost 73-24. In level 2 of the playoffs, New Richmond goes on the road to the same field, the same team, and beats Rice Lake 24-16. That's a 56-point turnaround there, and you just don't expect that kind of a change from the regular season result. Now, New Richmond was missing some players the first time around, and different time of the season, and teams were heading in different directions, but that was a big time shocker to see Rice Lake go down. Most people, including myself, had them in the state title game as they were last year. So that was one that really stood out. And then Menominee on the road at DePere. DePere had previously been undefeated. They were champions of the FRCC. Menominee goes in and hammers them 49-8. That game was over right away. It was 42-0 at halftime. And that one was over quickly. Those were a couple of the big ones that stood out as we were following things Friday night.
And interesting enough, Travis, both of those games involving teams from the Big Rivers Conference, which we've been talking about all year long on this show. And even with Rice Lake's departure, I mean, you look at that league as a whole, Eau Claire Memorial with a good victory over Appleton North last week. I mean, this is a conference that continues to pique people's attention.
Yeah, unfortunately, we'll see at least one of them go down this week as Menominee will play Chippewa Falls in level 3. So we'll see at least one of them go down. And, you know, Eau Claire Memorial is going to have its hands full against a very good Kimberly team. But an outstanding showing by the Big Rivers is Joe Labuda, the head coach at Menominee, as Chuck Rakovich, the head coach at Chippewa Falls, have told me a couple different times this year. And they've been there a long time. They've both been there 20 plus years. They think it's the best the conference has ever been, top to the bottom, in terms of individual and team talent. That they've seen ever in the conference. And that says something about that Big Rivers League.
And you know what, Travis? That might be a phrase we hear again coming up next, because Paul Kling, head coach of Eau Claire Memorial, will join us to talk about their wins so far here in the postseason against a couple of strong Division I teams in Bayport and Appleton North, and a look ahead at that matchup with Kimberly. With Travis Wilson of Wisports.net, I'm Justin Hall. This is High School Football Weekly.
Wisports.net is your home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin, with news, data, and information you won't find anywhere else. Whether you're a casual fan looking for basic information like scores, rosters, stats, and schedules, or you want to go more in-depth with expert analysis, recruiting news, and preview information, we've got you covered. You can also find state rankings, historical information, and past season data going back more than 10 years. Wisports.net, your number one source for high school sports in Wisconsin.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Wisconsin. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And back at it, it's our Level 3 playoff edition of High School Football Weekly, along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hall, and ready to welcome in our guest for the night tonight. His old Abes will take on Kimberly coming up tomorrow Saturday game, 4 o'clock kickoff in Kimberly. Eau Claire Memorial head coach Paul Kling joins us. And, you know, Paul, looking at the teams that are left in all the divisions, because you guys have a sixth seed, I think a lot of people feel like, you know, you're one of the surprise teams. But your body of work this year in that Big Rivers Conference, I'm sure this is an expectation you guys had in being able to make a run in the postseason.
Yeah, you know, we felt like we had a team that potentially could really make some noise by the end of the year. And we just knew we had to kind of get through some growth. We had kids in positions that had some inexperience. We had some young kids that had to kind of step up. And as we went through the season, some of the early games, I think, you know, that early game I can think of, Logan, we lost. We kind of grew as we went along. I think it was the Chippewa game that, you know, they're a very good football team, obviously one of our co-conference champions, that kind of woke our kids up because they really handed it to us. But then from that point on, I thought we started playing better football. Even though we had a couple of tough losses, Menominee, Rice Lake, I thought we got better each week. And, you know, we kind of finished the season strong against Superior, and that kind of propelled us into the playoffs.
Coach, this is your third straight week traveling several hours across the state to play a football game. What are your logistics like for that kind of a situation? What do? Do you leave early? Do you stop along the way? Logistically, what do you do when you're going all the way across the state like that?
Well, the positive is it's the third time. Logistically, you know, our kids have gotten in a routine now. We typically leave probably, we want to get there a little more than 2.5 hours before kickoff. So we want to time it up. We've been stopping, you know, in the Wausau, Stevens Point area, letting the kids get out. They walk around a little bit, they have a snack, and then we get back on the bus just to break up that trip. But once we get there, then we have a routine that we follow basically every game day. The kids have done a nice job. They kind of, I don't know, for some reason they're a group that thrives on the change and the unknown. So for us, they've done a great job especially the last couple of weeks.
Well, Coach, you talked before about your team getting better heading into the postseason. I mean, your wins in the postseason, too, against a couple of opponents that do have some playoff success in Bayport and Appleton North over the years. What have you learned from your team these last 2 weeks in the postseason that maybe wasn't there in the regular season?
Well, I think they have a resiliency of not ever getting down. I mean, I think the last game was a great example of that. Appleton North, you know, got up on us late and even had a significant stop, and we were driving down the field with throwing an interception, and our kids kind of, the mentality is, you know, we'll do what we need to do. The defense went out, made a stop, offense got the ball and went and scored. I think it's the resiliency of knowing that the game isn't over with until it, you know, the clock's run out at the end. If there's time on the clock and we have the ball, there's going to be an opportunity for us to score and do some great things. So, you know, that's kind of the mentality that these kids have taken. They've grown so much, and that's been the impressive thing.
We're talking with Eau Claire Memorial head coach Paul Kling, whose team travels across the state to take on Kimberly this week, the two-time defending state champions. So what's your message to the team this week, Coach? Do you play up the underdog role? Do you make mention of Kimberly being the two-time state champion, or do you just treat it as another game, another opponent to beat on the way to the goals that you're trying to achieve?
I think it's all of the above. we look at it as, we're not going to hide the fact that this is probably the best team in the state. Well, it is the best team in the state, and one of the best programs that we've had in Wisconsin. You know, you have to respect that. And our kids aren't, you know, with social media, they know exactly what that is. I think for us, it's the routine of preparing for a team, not hyping it up too much, though. I think we have to prepare just like we've done the last, you know, few weeks. It's no different. It's another opponent. We need to go on the field with confidence, expecting to win. And if we can do those things, our goal is always to keep the game close, to have a chance to win. And if we can do that, we feel like we can win at the end.
Well, it'll be one of those games to keep an eye on Saturday afternoon from Kimberly and Eau Claire Memorial, and Old Abe's head coach, Paul Kling, taking the time to join us here. Hey, Coach, really do appreciate spending a few minutes with us here, and all the best on Saturday, all right?
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
And you know what, Travis, I can speak for those here in Northeast Wisconsin. I think heading into this bracket, everybody was gearing up for an Appleton-North-Kimberly rematch, because North was a team that has played Kimberly better than anybody has during their current 39-game winning streak. But with Eau Claire Memorial winning on Saturday, a lot of the focus on the Old Abes.
Yeah, they're one of the few teams that were, you know, Cinderella winners in level one that are still alive. We had 13 teams seeded sixth or seventh that won in level one, but only two of them alive this week, including Eau Claire Memorial, who quite honestly has a couple of the best wins of the entire tournament, beating Bayport and Appleton North. And they've played a pretty tough schedule in that Big Rivers Conference, as Coach mentioned, and they're well prepared. I mean, it's different preparing for a Kimberly. It's a different level, but they know what it takes to get the job done on the road, and they're not going to be surprised by anything necessarily that you're going to see out of Kimberly.
Well, it's the state quarterfinals, four games in each division, and we'll preview them all. We'll go through the rest of Division One when we return, all the way through Division Seven. With Travis Wilson of Wisports.net, I'm Justin Hall. This is High School Football Weekly.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.